Minute silence before memory's fires rekindling, and then, heart alive, which at very first wind of gay and whisk-wigs ears pricked up, starving gunman, striking pink, became strangely calm, and forthright swear by all his laird's porcinal that the thorn tree of Sheol might ramify his shield-fawn to the lux of Pointlex, but he would go good to him sometime, marks my word for it, for a chip off the old flint, in the Nictian glossary which pervades a prioric roots for a posterioris tongues, this is not language at any sense of the world, and one might as fairly go and kiss his sprogues as fail to certify whether the war trophy eluded at some lives earlier was that something like a jug to what a cocktable, and remarksing in languid oily, seemingly much more highly pleased than tongue could tell at this opening of a lifetime, the foretaste of the Dunbank Pearl Mothers, and the boy to wash down, which he would feed to himself in the Ruad Cow in Talat, and then into the good woman at Ringsend, and after her in at Conway's Inn at Blackrock, and first to fall, cursed be all, where appetite would keenest be, at a funeral fair or fun fane real, Adam and Eve's in Quantity Street, by grace of gamey Queen Taelty, her will and testament, you stunning little South Downer. I'd know you anywhere, Declaney. Let me truthfully tell you in or out of the lexinction of life, and who the hell else be your blanch patch on the bony part? Goalball, I've struck this daylit dilate night of nights, by golly. My hat, you have some bully German grit, Sundowner. He spud in his Faust, axon. He toped the raw best, pardon. He poked his pick, a tip is a tap, and he tuxed his friend's leave. And with French hen, or the portfolium of haste and leisures, about to continue that the queer mixture exchanged the pax and embrace, or pogu poxy as practiced between brothers of the same breast, hallelujah, killaluyah, elanala, and having ratified before the god of the day their Torgon truce, which belittlers have schmall called the treating to cognac, turning his fez menial straight, in the direction of Muscus, he first got rid of a few mitzmillers and hurushus, and levanted off with tubular turbulence at a bull's run over the Asphalt Bridge, spitting his teeth on roofs with the 7-4 and Danegeld and their humeral hurlbat, or other uncertain weapon of lignum vitae, but so ever more reminiscent of a toboggan poop, picked up to keep some crow-plucking appointment with some rival Rialtos anywhere as between Peeridge and the Littlehorn, while this poor Delaney, who they left along with a Confederate fender behind, and who, albeit balls bluffed, bore up wonderfully wonder all of it, with a whole number of plum-sized contusions, plus a lasala bruised coccyx all over him, reported the occurrence in the best way he could, to the flabbergades of the whole lab giving the paddy banners the military salute, as for his excellencies, the O'Daffys, in justifiable hope that nobiloro-Roman review of the hugely satisfactory conclusion of their negotiations and the juggle monkish agripment diem derivative, some lotion or fomentation of puppy heads would be generously exhibited to the parts at the nearest watch house in Vicar Lane, the white ground of his face all covered with diagonally red cross non fatal mammalian blood, as proof positive of the seriousness of his character, and that he was bleeding in self defiance, stanchet, from the nostrils, lips, pavilion, and palate, while some of his hitter's hairs had been pulled off his newt's head by colt. Though otherwise his all-round health appeared to be middling along, as it proved most fortunate that not one of the 206 bones and 501 muscles in his torso was a whit the worse for her whacking. Her woo?